Let's look at John 18 and 19, the trial of Jesus, through the eyes of a witness in the crowd.
I appear in the crowd, it's hostile and loud. Then I look towards the front with my eyes just stuck. There's a killer in shackles and chains. I look in his eyes and see anger and rage. I wonder why they have Jesus the Christ. And what's he being charged for? I know it ain't right. And they say he claims to be the righteous judge. But Pilate agrees this is innocent blood. And Christ had the choice, the soldiers hold the grudge. They put thorns around his head and hit him with the club. I can't be in his place, he's taking my pain. For the sins we commit, I'm going insane. I gotta stop it now, I gotta do it quick. How can I do it fast? How can I do it slick? The soldiers all around me with swords ready to fight. It's out of my reach, man, it's out of my sight. Come on, the crime, the crucifixion, the resurrection.
Now let us look at the crucifixion from John chapter 19 through the eyes of the centurion.
As we push through the crowd, headed for this place of skull, feeling sorry for this dude. I had to mix wine with some gall. He looked thirsty, he needed some help with this piece of wood. So I got this dude Simon to help. He's from the hood. Act all got the people mocking and acting like some varmints. We broke out the dice so we could shoot for his garments. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Is what he said as I wrote, he's the king of the Jews. Now we got the nails and put them in his hands and feet, and raised them up high between a couple of beasts. I heard one talking smack and the other one in grace. Jesus said, you'll be with me in paradise when we leave this place. It started getting dark while outside it was still day. I heard Jesus cry out with a loud voice and say, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Then he nodded, the veil ripped. Truly this is the Son of God.
It's the trial, the crucifixion, the resurrection. 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 The trial, the crucifixion, the trial, the crucifixion, the resurrection. The trial, the crucifixion.
Now let's look at it through John chapter 20, through the eyes of the Apostle Thomas. Let's go. For 3 years I followed this man, I followed his plan, till he drove them nails far through his hand, and hard through his feet. The veil was ripped, it was dark as could be. The Roman soldiers stopped the heart of my king. I wonder how this could be. I wasn't there, but imagine the pain. And they trying to tell me this Jesus came up out of that grave. But now, I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes. He's just another false prophet claiming to be the Christ. And I ain't down for that, he don't deserve no crown for that. If he was God's anointed, where's that resurrection power? Where's that power? Until one day I realized I spoke too soon. I was chilling with the disciples and he entered the room. Who? My very eyes were playing me for a fool. He wasn't bound by physical laws or man-made rules. Then he told me, put my hand to the side and have faith. My Lord and my God, that was all I could say.
It's the trial, the crucifixion, the resurrection. It's the trial, the crucifixion, the resurrection. It's the trial, the crucifixion, the resurrection. It's the trial, the crucifixion. The resurrection, 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 the resurrection,
the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection, the Lord is coming, he's coming, coming, he's coming. Hey! The Lord is coming, he's coming, coming back. The Lord is coming, he's coming, coming, he's coming. Hey! The Lord is coming, the Lord is coming back.